want to get your take on a paper that was presented at ASCO on dose-dense R-CHOP. We saw a lot of interesting clinical research on that and the dose-dense concept in breast cancer, and it's currently being utilized pretty extensively. Can you talk about this most recent report that I thought was interesting, that they also dose-intensified the Rituxan?
The German group, German high-grade lymphoma study group led by Dr. Freundschuh, have been very enthusiastic about a dose dense, that being every 14-day first CHOP, and compared that to every 21-day CHOP, and then they had a CHOEP regimen in there as well with etoposide. And every 21-day CHOP was the loser. However, when they threw in rituximab, any benefit of CHOEP disappeared when compared to every 14-day R-CHOP. The problem is that there is no direct comparison of 21-day R-CHOP with 14-day R-CHOP yet. The Gila group, led by Bertrand Coiffier, is doing that study right now, and the results will be very important. The concept is interesting, but it really hasn't been validated yet. As far as this dose-dense rituximab, the same group of investigators studied this high doses of rituximab. Overall in their studies, the high-dose rituximab didn't do much, but there were certain subpopulations of patients which they could pluck out in which there appeared to be a very modest benefit from increasing the dose of rituximab. It is not something that is ready for general practice at the present time.